I'm Mark Anderson. I am a co-founder of the punk activist group Positive Force DC and co-director of We Are Family. The memory that I would like to share is of the first time I saw the band Rites of Spring on June 14th, 1985 at the Chevy Chase Community Center. Through a friend, Chris Bald, I had heard that there was something called Revolution Summer that was planned for that summer, and that this band, Rites of Spring, who Chris thought was just extraordinary. When Chris spoke about the band, I could tell that this was a band that meant far more than entertainment. So I remember thinking, I really need to get to this show. I didn't know the band's songs. I didn't know any of the people in the band. But what immediately gripped me was the way they approached their performance and their music. Because you could tell that it meant everything to them. They were just throwing themselves into the song. And then they launch into the song End on End. I mean, it's their last song, and so you've gotten the sense of this band that is, playing every song like it's the last song, which is like, you just go over the top, right? Now you can imagine how it is if you've been playing every song like it's the last song, and then you get to the last song, and it's a song like End on End because it is really an extraordinary song, and it's overwhelming, and it's beautiful. But then the song is done. So I remember turning around and starting to walk out, because the show's done. And then something happened that kind of sent a chill down my spine. Out of nowhere, the crowd starts to pick up a piece of that End on End song. And later on, I researched it and I know that this had never happened before. There's just a little part in the song which has a little, whoa, whoa. And somehow, some way, some set of people in the audience pick that up and start to sing it. And next thing you know, everybody is singing it. And I just remember kind of stumbling through the crowd, saying, what is happening? This just doesn't happen. And the band didn't know what to do. And finally, the drummer comes back on, starts picking up the beat of what? Of the audience. And then the bass player's back on, and then the guitar player's back on, and then the second guitar player and singer, Guy, is back on. And they take the song back into, full roar, runaway train mode with the audience singing along. For me, that moment doesn't hold me prisoner. It doesn't make me say, oh, my God, my life was so great that night when I saw Rites of Spring for the first time. It makes me want to find that kind of moment of truth and communion and immense possibility every day.